Tell us a little bit about the Sydney Architecture Festival and this year's theme of making housing affordable.
So the Sydney Architecture Festival has been going for 13 years. It's run by the Architects Registration Board. So they're the body that manages the title architects and makes sure that the consumers are looked after. So what's really nice about this festival is it's public-facing, so it's not designed for architects to talk to each other. It's designed for architects and other professionals to talk to the public about complex issues. And this year we picked a really good complex issue, which is housing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very complex issue. And I think when people think of architecture, they think of very kind of highbrow, very design forward, very kind of that upper echelon of society. So I really think it's fantastic that we're bringing this into a sphere that the average person can engage and can connect with.
Yeah, we think that's really important. That you're right. A lot of what architects do is for people that can afford it, whether it be the state or universities or rich clients. But a lot of our training is to try and understand the built environment more generally and how to make it serve the public as best possible. This is a really great theme for that.
Mm. Do you believe there is currently a housing affordability crisis in Sydney? Is that what you are seeing from your standpoint?
Oh, clearly. And I think it's, you know, you can see it. One of the things that I've learned while designing this festival and bringing it together is you can see it clearly on the acute end around homelessness and around people that are really struggling to even get a shelter to live in. But I think it also affects the city more broadly, where everyone becomes so consumed with having a place where they can afford rent or getting the mortgage. They're all through your life. There's a sort of a stress from housing that becomes part of the existence of being in Sydney. And I think that affects the innovation and the cultural life and across the board about what it means to be in Sydney.
Mm, absolutely. Now, throughout the festival, you're asking speakers and participants what needs to change to make it affordable to have a home in Sydney. Mm. What do you think the answer to that question is?
Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet. I mean, certainly one of the things in designing the festival we've tried to avoid is this idea that any one group can stand up and go, we've worked it out. It's not about one housing typology, and it's not about making it a little bit cheaper for householders to get a mortgage or buy a house. And it's not about, I'm pretty cynical of the new grants to get some new homeowners into houses. And what we really need, and what most of the experts seem to be saying, is we need a real systematic change. We need to change the way that we build. We need to change where we're building. We need to change the relationship that people have with investment in housing, so it's not seen primarily as an investment vehicle. And instead, we see it as something that most people have, that everyone has a right to.
Mm, absolutely.
We need to go back to the old days, I think, of the 70s and post-war, where the state actually has a responsibility to make sure that everyone does have a house. But realise that that doesn't look the same as it used to. There's a whole lot of new housing typologies coming through, council housing and stuff that look really beautiful, that are humble, full of integrity, and
environmentally friendly. Mm, absolutely.
And there's actually an amazing opportunity here. We need to reform. All cities need to reform the way that they function around public transport, around protecting ecologies, around adapting to climate change. So if we can start to do some of these things, we can start to adapt the ones at the same time and actually generate new economic growth while reforming the cities so they work a lot better.
When we talk about reforming cities and adapting to the position that we find ourselves in now, do you think that there is, when I look at it personally, and this is coming from a completely uneducated point of view when it comes to architecture and it comes to town planning, but I look at it and I think, my gosh, it just seems like such a mammoth effort. We would have to undo so much of the systems that we currently have in place and of the way that we're living now. Do you think it's an achievable goal to have?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we don't have a choice, really. It's something we're going to have to do. It depends when we do it. Do we start on it now when things will be a little bit easier, or do we delay 5 or 10 years when the affordability crisis will be worse and climate change is more out of control?
Hmm.
I think we just have to start on it. I think what's different around the big move of the 20th century is then we tried to do big clean sweeps and just remove big areas of cities and put up entire new housing estates. And entire new infrastructure things. Now we've got to be a bit more nuanced and work with what we've got.
Mm.
And it's sort of like about renovating the city almost.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of the events that are taking place over the next week throughout the festival and what people can get along to.
Yeah, so what we did this year is it used to be a weekend, so we've expanded the festival to a week and working with a whole lot of festival partners to provide the events on the week. So a good one there, and most of the week sold out now, but a really good one is Western Sydney University is doing an event called Towards Urban Transformation. And so that's a whole lot of students and scholars and professionals from Western Sydney University. And they're talking at the National Arts School at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, so that'll be a really good one.
That does sound like a fantastic one.
And most of the content in the week is free, which is good. So we're really trying to be public-facing and just give as much opportunity as possible for people to come and see these talks.
I think it's an incredible opportunity for people to engage with architecture and an incredible opportunity, I should say, for people to engage with this issue from a bit of a different perspective than we normally see. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, Barnaby, but thank you very, very much for joining us this morning and best of luck with the festival.
Cool, thank you.